This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Intuit, the technology platform that brings financial confidence with products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. You might have learned the recorder in school, but probably not how to navigate the financial world. Luckily, Intuit's on a mission to help with the free Intuit for Education program. It provides students with the lessons to learn essential skills, like how to build credit, file taxes, and budget. Check out their free resources at intuit.com/education.
Jack it up.
Hi everyone, welcome to a special edition of Soap from the Box. It's Lee Salisbury here, but this is a special series called Pop from the Box. Normally, I'm catching up with stars from your biggest television shows. And remember, there are over 60 episodes for you to download and listen to right now. But today, we've had Sonia, the 80s singing sensation. We've had Claire Richards from Steps, and we've had Will Young. It's the fourth in the series of Pop from the Box. Today, it's the Irish love god himself, Ronan Keating. Enjoy. In 1993, he took the world by storm, along with his bandmates from Irish pop group Boyzone. They went on to sell more than 25 million records, and since launching his solo career in 1999, he's recorded 11 albums, sold another 20 million records, and has one of his hits featured in the loved-up film Notting Hill. He's also an author, actor, presenter, regularly taking the reins of The One Show, and has now been appointed Director of Love by Costa Coffee. He is the perfect someone who recognises that people need a little pick-me-up at this time of year, from supporting one another as band members, being a family man, and releasing some iconic love songs. And in 2003, he also won, we can't forget this, a much sought-after accolade, Rear of the Year. Ronan Keating, it's a pleasure to welcome you. Hello, mate.
That was the most important one there at the end. Rear of the Year.
Yeah, save the best to last, obviously.
Thanks, dude.
Now, Celine was on there. Are you a fan of Celine? She's obviously a big loved woman.
Yeah. Who doesn't love Celine Dion? Everyone needs a bit of Celine in their life, for sure. She's fantastic. What a voice. Iconic.
Absolutely iconic. I saw her at Hyde Park, actually, a few years ago, and she was incredible. She just absolutely made, you know, one of those voices that's exactly the same live as she is on the record.
Absolutely. Yeah, ridiculous. Incredible.
Favorite love song ever? We're going to get to the campaign you're doing, but have you got I mean, it's really hard to pick, but have you got one that you put on to get you in the mood?
Well, not so much to get me in the mood. I Ain't Missing You at All by John Waite is one of my all-time favorite songs. I just love it. I just think it's wicked, man. It's such a tune. But I'm not the type to put on a love song to get myself in the mood.
Right, okay. Awkward. Well, that's good to know. I mean, you're a married man, but that's still good to know.
Exactly. We have our fun.
What do you prefer? A bit of rock and roll? Do you prefer? So anyway, let's get to the campaign. Yeah. At the moment, it's researched that 65% of us need to feel kindness. I mean, I can't believe it's not more than that. 52% need some love, and 54.5% of us want just a big hug. It's tough times, isn't it? So you becoming Director of Love is quite an important thing.
Yeah. I don't think there's a better time. I think we all need it. We all love it. We need it and we deserve it. In whatever shape or form, you know, that somebody can get out there at this time of year, people are at home, they're alone, you know, knocking on someone's door, picking up the phone, maybe a Zoom call, whatever, you know, reaching out, it's incredibly important. And what better way to do it than over a cup of coffee? And, you know, across all the Costa stores across the UK, they are pouring out the love in all shapes and forms, all sorts of rewards. I just think it's lovely. It's a lovely little partnership, I have to say. I really enjoyed the whole process. I've been working with the team now for about 4 weeks on this project. And up and down the country, they're giving out free cups of coffee, all sorts of different little treats and rewards. Oh, and it's been lovely. They're a great bunch.
A nice hot coffee, actually, when you go shopping, just cheers you up no end anyway. Do you know what I mean? Let alone anyone else.
Absolutely. I mean, come on. Everybody loves a freebie, but a free cup of coffee?
I know, yeah, a free cup of coffee. I didn't even know that. That's amazing. I'm going to go out after this down my local high street.
Come on, then.
But you're right. I mean, I think lockdown taught us this as well. And now I make an effort, actually, when I go to the shops, if I see like an older person shopping on their own, because I didn't realize like so many people literally don't get to see anyone. Do you know what I mean? So I always make an effort to chat to people.
Yeah.
It is really important. Just it's not much effort that's needed, is it, from us, just to give a bit of love?
No. Absolutely, and to be recognized, you know, because people feel invisible as well. So, yeah, absolutely. You know, a little tip of the cap and acknowledgement, it goes a long way.
Let's get a love song on now, Ronan, and you'll be back after this to carry on talking about the campaign. But this is your solo hit, When You Say Nothing At All, which obviously is from the film Notting Hill, just that little film with Julia Roberts and Hugh Grant. How did that actually happen? I mean, because that was quite early on in your solo career as well.
Well, it was the first. I was still in Boyzone when I recorded this. It was 1999. And Richard Curtis, who directed and wrote the film, asked me to sing this song in the film. No brainer for me. And it was Boyzone. We're about to take a break. That break led to a long breakup in all. But it was a very special moment. I remember being at the premiere. It was the first big premiere that I kind of attended.
Amazing.
And and Julia was there, and Hugh Grant, and you know, all the cast. And Julia came over to me and she said, "Oh my God, when I heard this song in the film, it made me cry." And I just thought, "Oh my God,
oh my God, that's brilliant!
This is ridiculous. I've made it."
Yeah, you made Julia Roberts cry with your voice. Incredible. Right, you'll come back after this. Introduce it to us, mate, for the nation. Your song.
Oh, well. Here you go. This is my first solo hit back in 1999 from the movie Notting Hill. It's When You Say Nothing At All.
It's amazing how you can speak right to my heart. Without saying a word, can light up the dark.
That was the one and only, of course, Ronan Keating with When You Say Nothing At All. I have to admit, Ronan's still with me, mate, that's the only song I ever do at karaoke, your song. That is my go-to karaoke song.
Yes, I get that a lot.
I
do get that a lot. People say that a lot to me. Lovely. I mean, I'm honoured. It's great.
Yeah,
I think it's an absolute honour.
Now, we've been talking you are the newly appointed director of love. I mean, what a job title. That's a job title that everyone in the world wants, isn't it? And you probably get quite a lot of free coffee. This is with Costa Coffee, who are dishing out coffee and making us all, you know, just reach out and give a bit of love this year as Christmas coming. What's the most, what do you think is the most romantic thing you've ever done? Would you share it? I mean, can you share it?
My wife and I are very romantic, actually. We try and do things all the time for each other, little surprises, trips away, weekends away.
That's what
I think.
Good.
You know, I think, I like a break from the norm when you're just in a routine and you're constantly grafting and working and just something different. Whether that's going out for dinner in the evening and not have to cook, or going away for a weekend, or if you know, also if you know somebody has got their eye on something, a little gift. And out of the blue, you go and you grab it and you give it. And it doesn't have to be a birthday or a Christmas. And I'm not saying expensive items, but if there's just something that somebody, you know, doing something like that. And Storm does that all the time. She's so good. It drives me mad. My brain is like a sieve.
Really?
I can never remember things. Where she remembers, and it'll be a year later and she'll appear with this thing and I'm going, oh my God, I can't believe you remember that and you got it. And I find that just so wonderful. So
and
romantic.
It does mean a lot to people, doesn't it?
Yeah,
it does mean
it really
I think
does.
Like back in the day when people used to write letters and stuff, I think people just forget to keep in touch with people now as well. Because I'll catch up with my mates, but catch up with their lives on Facebook, but never actually interact with them. I'm just like, oh, I know what you're doing. And you kind of then forget to talk to people.
Absolutely. It's so true. We really do. We forget too much.
And have you ever had a really bad date, talking about the other side of love? Have you ever had like the worst date ever?
I remember when I was a young fella, I got stood up. That was awful.
Gutting.
I remember. So I didn't even get to the date stage.
Oh no! Were you at a bar or a restaurant or something?
It was Dublin. It was O'Connell Street in Dublin, and it was everybody used to meet. There was a clock. I think it's still there, but there was a famous department store called Cleary's, and people used to meet under Cleary's clock. That was like just the you know that That's was the way, phrase.
Yeah, the go-to.
Yeah. Meet you under Cleary's clock. And I remember standing there for probably an hour.
It was pretty grim.
It was pretty grim. There was no mobile phones then. So you didn't know, you know, this is a long, long time
And
ago.
You probably spent half an hour thinking, oh, they must just be late. Do you know what I mean? She's running late. There's no way she can stand me up.
Exactly. I know. There's no excuse now because of, you know, cell phones and so on. But yeah, I mean, I stood there like a saddle.
Well, I talk about this.
Walked away.
Oh, mate, I think I'm your age, actually. And I remember I said when we were younger, love and dating, like you used to have to plan a conversation to have with the mum before you spoke to the girl because you knew that they were going to answer the home phone. Do you know what I mean? There was quite a lot to go on in romance.
Oh, absolutely. Do you remember that? Having to call the house phone and the whole family would answer.
Yeah, I know. And then my mum would be standing in the kitchen listening as I'm trying to like set up a date really badly.
Stop.
They have it so easy now with mobile phones.
Yeah.
Let's quickly talk about you, obviously, though. Boyzone, obviously huge. Solo career, huge. You're presenting now a lot on The One Show, which also you're brilliant at. Yeah. What's going to happen with music? Are you still planning to do some more music?
Yeah, I just toured across the country through June, July and August in the summer, which was great. Nice that live music is back. And now I'm just starting to write a new album. I've got a little side project which I'm working on, a different record. But then to a new studio album is probably 2 years out. I think 2024, maybe, I'll have a studio album.
Brilliant. And you've kind of been quite experimental as well, haven't you, in styles and stuff. Have you just got a massive array of genres in your head that you love, or is it purposeful that you try to do different things all the time?
Yeah, I try to mix it up and try and do different things. You know, I think it's important to try different things. I'm a big lover of country music, and so I try and I always listen to what's going on in the country music scene, and you know, I always put flavors of that across my music and what I do. But yeah, I always try and pay attention to what's going on always.
Okay, well, you'll be back for one more little bit. We're going to talk, mate. We'll talk about love again in a second. We're going to get this on now. This is one of my favourite songs by Boyzone, Father and Son. And I have to say again, another little claim to fame, because I work in telly as well. And when I used to be a runner and work experience, I stood in for Stephen on the Going Gets Tough on a rehearsal with a big thing on my chair saying Stephen. You know, like people used to stand in for
no way. Rehearsals.
Yeah. And I was trying to keep up with you guys doing the dance routine because I think he was late from somewhere. So I had the rest of Boyzone. I was a runner, so I was quite nervous with a massive sign saying Stephen stuck to my chest.
Oh, bless you. Oh, my God. Well, you don't worry about keeping up with us with the dancing. We were trying to keep up ourselves.
It's not time to make a change. Just relax. Take it easy. You're still young. That's your fault. There's so much you have to know. Find a girl, settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy.
That was the brilliant Bill Medley and Jennifer Warnes. What a tune. I've had the time of my life Dirty Dancing. Yeah, this is Ronan Keating about me. That is a tune, isn't it, that? What a film.
It is a banger. Absolute banger.
I can see you in a remake of that film, actually. I can see you in a remake of that film.
Nobody puts Ronan in the corner. No.
It's one of my favourite films, that. Oh, my God. You need to get back. Who would be your Jennifer Grey? Maybe you and Leanne Rimes will get a bit of country thing going.
Yeah, Leanne's great. Yeah, I saw she was back recently. She was in the UK doing something. Leanne's great. What a voice. What a talent.
Now, you are Director of Love with Costa Coffee, like we know. Go to Costa. They're dishing out free coffees. Director of Love. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know. Basically, the facts are coffee increases the levels of dopamine. Is it dopamine or dopamine? Oh, I don't know.
Dopamine, yeah.
Dopamine in your brain, which is the chemical that makes you feel happy. So coffee actually increases your love. Yeah, I didn't know that.
I mean, who doesn't want to feel happy? I mean, it's a no-brainer.
Excuse yeah, it is a total
absolutely.
Brainer. And right, a couple of questions here, Ronan, to see how this won't take away your title if you're not that romantic, but to see how romantic you are. I've just got this on the internet, so I'm just going to scroll through a couple of them. Do you ever create or have you ever created a romantic scene like you'd see in the movies? A, as often as possible. B, I've done my share of romantic scenes. Or C, rarely or never.
Oh, I've done my share. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so A, we'll go A.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll go A. Yeah.
Do you find yourself emotionally moved by sentimental gestures? A, I'm easily moved. B, I have my sentimental moments. C, I'm not sentimental.
Oh, I have my sentimental moments. Definitely B. Yeah.
B, definitely B. Okay. Do you write love poems and poems or love letters to your special someone? A, all the time. B, maybe. C, never.
I write songs for my wife.
All the time. I mean, you can't get any better than that. That's really annoying for all of us other people out there. Final one. Do you use pet names for your partner? A, so often. B, I have moments of using pet names. Or C, not my style.
Yeah, no, we have our own names for each other, Storm and I. So, yes, we have our names.
Okay.
They don't change. It's just one name. There you go.
Yeah, it's the same for us, actually. So, you are eight. So, basically, you do deserve that. So, you are a person who tends towards romance and being romantic. There we go. You are
perfect.
Fulfilled that. That's brilliant. Well, listen, it's been amazing. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you, buddy. Lovely to talk to you. Thanks a million.
And
really
will you introduce, this is one of your best songs. I mean, you've got so many, Roller Coaster, which we love. Will you just introduce it to the nation for us?
Oh, absolutely. It's Ronan Keating. And this is one of my hits from 2001. Here's Life is a Roller Coaster. Enjoy it. Get out of here, Steve.
Life is a Roller Coaster there, one of the many hits from Ronan Keating. Thank you, Ronan, for being a guest on Pop from the Box. I will be back next week with a brand new episode of Soap from the Box, the behind-the-scenes television podcast where I speak to TV's biggest stars. Have a great week, and I'll see you next week.